This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. Mark your calendar for our Job and Training Institute June 3rd and for our Man Talk Workshop June 17th. Go to fathermatters.org for registration information. Well, we have our Director of Operations returning to the show again, Jessica Beresford. Welcome to the Father Matters Show, Jessica.
Thank you, Vance.
Today, we're going to be following up on our family law. What is it? Is it a family law program, family law project? What are we doing with this?
It's like a clinic. It's a family law clinic, but of course, it's a program to us. The clinic is set up in our main office in South Phoenix, and we schedule appointments, and we have our fathers and families come in based on different family law-related issues. So a lot of it can range from divorce involving children to establishing legal decision-making rights, which in old terms is custody, and parenting time.
Right, because I love that you mentioned parenting time, because it's no more custody type thing. It's a shared parenting.
Yes.
What I'm excited about is who we partnered with when we started this pilot. Who did we partner with?
We partnered with the Arizona Summit Law School. And, I mean, this is a great partnership because at one aspect, you're actually getting the legal advice. And then the other is you're helping students learn to work with the community, actually get some kind of education and skill set before they actually get out there to the workforce. So great partnership.
And they're seeing things that they're not learning in the classroom with some of these cases, correct?
Very much so. The amount of time that they have to sit down and intake and talk to them and listen to them because – you know, law is only one aspect of it, but really talking to the people and getting the information you need in order to do your job is another field that, you know, a lot of them don't really know or have the skills for.
Well, and what I love about this, because, you know, when we started working with the Division of Child Support Services, their main focus was just the financial side. And we were having guys come in and say, hey, I've been seeing my child or children for 50% of the time, and I'm still paying X amount of dollars. And then we're finding out, yeah, you may be seeing your child 50% of the time, but according to this paperwork, you only have 5, 10% custody.
Mm-hmm.
So what was happening is they needed to go back to get their parenting time adjusted, but the Division of Child Support does not do those services. So that's when you and I were saying, we've got to go further. So now we was able to have a guy come in to get his paperwork done. And what are some of the procedures when they come in to have those services?
Well, definitely they start off with an intake so we can get some information about them to better direct them. We have them sit down and talk to the legal advisor and student, and they explain what they're going through. A lot of it is there an active order? Have you already went to court? Do you not know what next stages you are? So they talk to them about that. And the other component of the family law services is to get legal advice for our fathers to know what their legal rights are. Because it's one thing to act and go and try to get the parenting time that you know you deserve, but really know what your rights is to do in that. And because a lot of the fathers that come to us will be representing themselves, for the most part, it's important that they know, you know, what their rights are so they know what the decisions they need to make as far as in the law, as far as their family time. You know, there's a lot of things that come up between the mother and the father, and they're not certain where they should go legally.
And they also, they get caught up a lot with the process of the paperwork, when to serve, the fees. How are these guys leaving when someone sit down with them to say, fill out the paperwork this way?
They feel so great. They feel inspired. They feel ready to go. They felt when they came in as though they didn't know if they were doing the right thing, if they were heading in the right direction. And then once they leave, they actually feel happy and that they can make something happen that for a long part of their life they felt like they could never even do. I mean, it was just a thought, you know, and now they were able to back it up with action and take the steps necessary. And a lot of times we educate our families that start researching. You could just come into the clinic and start getting the paperwork, understanding how to fill out the paperwork, and that may be all you need to do right now. You might not be ready to take the next step and file it in court and go with the next processes. But we need for them to be educated and learn now so that when they are ready, they can move forward or they can plan accordingly.
Right, because what I love about that one guy, what I was sharing earlier, now when he was able to get his proper parenting time paperwork properly filled out, he was able to go back with the Division of Child Support Services. Now he can get a modification.
Very much so. And that's the biggest thing is when they're in court for that original child support order, you have such a small amount of time that you're even getting credited for. And to be able to go back and say, look, I have more parenting time now, which makes a huge difference in your child support order because it can reduce the amount that you pay because you're now spending that time with your child and using that resources while your child's with you. So a lot of fathers, you know, in their mindset, they think custody and child support is all one thing, all one division, and really it isn't, even though they kind of know that, but they don't know the steps in order to, you know, answer both. And then you have to have both agencies talk to each other. So once you receive that parenting time and custody order, you take that back, do a modification, as you said, and it definitely can make a difference in how much you're paying and where it's actually going.
What else I love, Jessica, is the fact that we've been able to assist customers with out-of-state cases.
Yes.
Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yes. Well, we have a lot of resources in that area. You know, there's fathers that come out here and live. They still want to work with their children, but of course, it's not here in Arizona. And you really have to deal with the county, the jurisdiction that your child's in. So through the family law, we're able to get them information to get started and looking in that own county. And that Father Matters, through our case management service, we kind of help them and navigate them through the courts in that particular area or a community partner in that area. So they start off with some legal advice as far as knowing what their rights is as a father and then directed to that actual states and jurisdictions laws, but they really need somebody to talk to and some starting point to move forward no matter what state it is in. So it is very important that they do come sit down with us and get that information, and they feel so happy that they do that.
So how often are we having the in the pilot process of it is over? We are full-blown partners now.
Yes, we have an actual MOU, and we do our services every other Friday.
And what's the MOU for the listeners?
Memorandum of Understanding.
And who do we have that with?
Arizona Summit Law School.
And so that is just so awesome because, and again, when are we having these? You say like law clinic, law, yeah. When are we having them?
We have them every other Friday. Yes. So the next one will be April. Actually, the next one will be in June.
Yeah.
And all we ask you to do is schedule an appointment, give us a call. We'll get some information from you so that we are able to get the right person to assist you in the right forms.
Because what I love, because sometimes people may call and they want help with their child support issue, and we're able to weed them out and say, for now, you come on this side so we can work with your modification side. Or for now, you come and let's work out this parenting plan because you are being impacted financially this way due to the fact that the limited amount of child support time or visitation parenting time that you're spending with the child or children.
Yes.
And that's what I love because when they come to us, we take care of that immediately because I love what you said earlier. Sometimes they think they can just go to the Division of Child Support or come to our family law workshop, class, clinic, whatever, and think that they can get it all done. But you've got to know the difference between parenting time and your financial side.
It's all stages. It's all steps to any action. There's a step that goes with it. And, you know, you might have questions about why you're paying so much for child support. It really comes down to the amount of parenting time. That's another step with another goal.
Yes.
So you kind of have to address them separately, even though you can do it kind of at the same time. But a lot of our families feel very comfortable with the services that they're receiving, very happy. So we talk to them about child support. We talk to them about custody and parenting time. But part of that, we talk about parenting plans. So there's actual petitions that you can file, but really helping our fathers and families figure out a schedule that works for them. Because you can go and file petitions all you want and say you want custody or you want this particular, you know, you want to sit with your child and be with your child. But what does that really look like in real life? You know, what is your child going through? So we do help them through all of that and even through the clinic because we can help them fill out the parenting plan agreement.
And what I love, Jessica, just like when we partnered with the Division of Child Support, who comes on Wednesdays, having that partnership with the Arizona School of Law, we provide that safe place.
Yes,
that office is not packed because of walk-ins, because we only do appointments, but it is packed. Guys, a few weeks back, one guy came with a crate.
Yes, he brought his filing cabinet.
Because he's been trying to get assistance and help, or he'll get shut down because of whatever reasons. And to leave, and I saw his attitude just change. It is very important that we provide that safe place.
Yeah. And our services are free. So it's so important that someone can just say, I actually want to take care of it and not be limited by bunch of questions, bunch of paperwork, finances that I can't really even afford in the first place. So we offer a safe environment, free service, and connection to other community partners that can really help them succeed at their goal.
Yeah, because, and what I love about this, not only are we providing the law assistance, child support assistance, we're offering access, marketplace enrollment, parenting. But what I love is when we hear a lot of these guys when they come to the Father Matters Job and Training Institute, and it helps because we build them up. And then when they leave, they say, whoa, I got a job, but this is what's killing me, this child support. And then some guys who need help with assistance, we can plug them into the other services we provide, like the Job and Training Institute.
Yes, and many of our fathers are at a place where they need that extra assistance, and we're able to provide that. That job is so important because their child support may be too much, but they now need to increase their income to justify that expense. So, you know, they're working at so many different levels of just trying to address the one issue of even just seeing their kids, but they have to talk about child support and employment.
Right. And then to even get a better employment, you know, so they know that we, when they come to Father Matters, we don't want to just help you with your situation. We want to help you with your life.
Very much so.
And then when these guys leave, and, you know, and we can help someone get a better job, modify his child support, get in his children's life, start that structure, we can really move forward with everything that we're doing.
Yes.
You're listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Jessica Beresford, Director of Operations of Father Matters. And we are talking about our latest program, our family law program. So we'll be back after this message. Are you in need of family law legal services? Contact fathermatters.org. Our purpose is to provide free legal assistance services to fathers and their families. Remember, you have the right to see your children, and no parent can take that right away from you. Being responsible financially for your children is required by law, but even parents without financial means have the right to see their children. Don't let a legal matter stop you from being an excellent and involved parent. For more information about free family law legal services, log on to fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. And we're back with Jessica Beresford, Director of Operations with Father Matters. And she is sharing with us our latest program, our latest services. It's our family law clinic, whatever you want to call it, how Jeff?
Yes, we'll call it a clinic.
Yeah, family law clinic where you can come in and get your paperwork done. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. So Jessica, at the beginning of the show, we was talking about the family law clinic that we're providing now and the services we provide, how we're helping them. And one of the reasons is the why, because the way these guys were showing up to the parenting classes, the job and training, and they were saying the child support was just so heavy. It was affecting their relationships, their finances. They was just broken. Yes. And some guys were coming to us and say, man, I done been through 2 to 3 attorneys, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. The attorneys, as soon as I run out of money, they would stop helping me. And they're coming in with these files and say, I haven't worked on this case in about a year because I ran out of money. So I heard you guys were doing this again, and they're coming in for free.
Yes.
We're helping them with those services.
Yes, we are. I mean, we get many families that come in and fathers who are almost in a sense broken inside. You know, they've given up. They've done everything that the world has asked them to do. You know, find legal counsel, sit down and weigh out your options and move forward. And the world makes you feel like you need tons of money to do that. And sometimes you could have tons of money and put all that you have into it and still end up with the same result as if you didn't have any money.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of instances like that. A lot of fathers come in feeling depressed, feel angry.
Defeated.
Defeated, very much so. And that really affects the child and parent relationship because the father does not know how to proceed because he's felt defeated for so long. I mean, the amount of times that we've heard that men's paid dollars for attorneys and ended up with nothing. They felt that they ended up with nothing. You know, maybe just a form filled out or one time at the court, but nothing really happened that they couldn't have done themselves. And really do educate our fathers on how to choose a lawyer, you know, what type of lawyer you're looking for. So that's important as part of our clinic. It's not just to come in and get legal advice, but really to educate them all the way around.
And what I love, that's why when we had the our fourth annual court and custody conference this past April, we were able to have family law attorneys there the Division of Child Support Services there. Child Protective Services?
Yes. Oh, well, now is Department of Child Safety.
Department of Child Safety and the Attorney General's Office.
Yes. Because
pretty much those are the four or five that will basically, they are in this game.
Yes. They're the ones who kind of make decisions on everyone's lives or have the information to be able to better let people take care of their family. I mean, really, you shouldn't need the law to do that, but unfortunately, you do.
Right. And then what I love also, we don't have to, these men, what they're going through is they don't have to live like this.
Yes. They have choices, they have options, but they really need someone to support them. Give them that safe environment that if they feel like they ask a question, it's not going to charge them $300 because they just really want to get some basic information. And don't get me wrong, everyone needs legal advice. Everyone should obtain a lawyer and figure out what their rights are because honestly, that's the only person who really knows the law. Our program is really to give you an opportunity to get the process started, to get you connected to well-certified people that we know that we can trust and head you into a direction to better choose options. You know, when you go to see a lawyer, just know it's an interview to them, not an interview to you. You know, you're the one picking and choosing what you really want. And sometimes what they litigate may not be in the manner that you would litigate, you know, or how you feel that your case is going to go. So really choosing is important. And that's something that our clinic and program does offer.
And you and I know what litigate mean. What does litigate mean?
Well, it means to handle your case in court
right.
and understand your legal rights in doing so. So they can actually process your information through the court system and, you know, do it through your constitutional rights. And many fathers don't even know what that constitutes. I had a father come. So he was representing himself. He did come to the clinic. And that's fine when you get help getting your paperwork done. But when you actually have to go into court, he felt overwhelmed. He said that he felt ready to go. He had his questions ready to go. But once he got in there, he felt rushed. He felt overwhelmed. He felt pushed to make a decision that he didn't even feel comfortable with in the first place. So there is a lot more that goes into going to court and developing a plan with the other parent. It is about how you feel and giving you the right time to do that. So it's important that people come in, weigh all your options, work with us so that we can offer you a support through your process of, you know, establishing custody, visitation, child support services.
Right. And a lot of the participants that has been coming to us since the pilot and since the April court and custody conference, they're leaving feeling a lot better.
Oh, very much so. Very happy. And just to the aspect that they can call back and say, hey, you know what? This is what I'm kind of going through. Am I heading in the right direction? I tried this resource. It didn't work out. Do you have something else? And that's really what everyone wants, someone to talk this out with. I mean, you have a lot of programs out there that just say, hey, did you fill out my form? Did you meet these little criteria? We can or cannot talk to you. And that's defeating to people because they want more from a program.
What feedback have you gotten from the Arizona Summit Law School since this partnership started?
It was phenomenal feedback. They loved it. They loved how we were able to have people there who really needed the services, that we had ongoing clients that had ongoing questions about custody, visitation, really being able to understand, you know, their rights to appeal. So we've had an array of services that they were able to have their students work on.
And again, it's for them, that's like, hey, what we're learning in class is a little bit different
yeah.
from this. And they can find all that information on our website at fathermatters.org. And I'm just excited that the Arizona Summit Law School agreed to not just collaborate, but partner and get to the whole MOU. Like, this is it. We're going to make this happen.
And Arizona Summit Law School's mission is to serve underserved populations.
Right.
So their school is dedicated to helping. They also have other clinics in the community.
Yes.
So they were very aware of what's going on in the community and wanted to serve in any way possible. Our relationship with them, I think, has helped step up the definition of clinics, I think.
Yes.
I think that having the structure of the organization is very helpful for the clients. They're not coming in feeling like, oh, I might be seen if I wait long enough, or I might not be seen at all because just not enough service or room. But we schedule accordingly. We understand your case. And even on my side, even though I'm not a legal advisor, I definitely get enough information to make each party use a time dedicated to really talk about it, because they only get an hour of a time at each appointment. And families can reschedule appointments as many times as they need. But we do make sure that our community partner, Arizona Summit Law School has the information to really help our clients, because my job is to advocate and support our
clients.
That's
right. And not only do we have the partnership with the Division of Child Support Services to help with their custody issues, we have the Arizona Summit Law School. We also have our self-help workshops out in the West Valley. And who do we partner with that?
That is through the Maricopa County Superior Courts. They have self-help workshops that help people complete the petitions. They don't offer legal advice, but they do help you fill out the petition, because many families, that's just where they're at. That's the only service they really need, making sure that they're actually doing it right to move forward. So in the West Valley, it's very minimal services out there. So we have partnered. We're going to host the workshop for them at our Avondale Care First Resource Center site. And so this is a great workshop. It's about 2 hours long, and someone goes over each question. Participants can fill it out and ask questions. And that's the biggest thing, being able just to ask somebody something when you're going through it.
And be heard when you're going through it. So when they come in, is it, you know how we have it with the law school students, who's there from Maricopa County Superior Court?
Well, they have active lawyers, so they come in. They're the ones giving the workshop. And, of course, the court staff to make sure that everyone is being able to get their questions answered, have that one-on-one. And it's a group setting. So the group comes together as one, and for the upcoming one, we have the established legal decision-making rights, also paternity and child support. So this one petition, you can do all of those or just one. And they'll go over each question, you know, and allow for the person to fill it out and ask the question. And staff can be there to make sure that everything is being done.
And what I love about these three partnerships, Jessica, if someone who just got served divorce papers or just got a letter in the mail about child support, they can go to our partnership with the Maricopa County Superior Court to get educated so they can know where they're at.
Yes.
Then they can either come on a Wednesday to the Division of Child Support where they could get their services for modification if needed.
Yes.
Or they could come on one of our Fridays for the Arizona Summit Law School to even get their paperwork done. So we're trying to hit every angle. Because for a long time we thought we was doing it right, which we were, but we thought just helping them with their child support services was one. But then we were saying, okay, we can't modify something what it says on paper.
Yeah.
This is what's going on. And then even taking it deeper to educate them with the partnership with the Maricopa County Superior Courts.
Yes, and for us to create these partnerships, it's not just to say we're creating a partnership, we're going to offer a service because there's a need. Of course, that's important for any organization. But the biggest thing is to let those organizations, especially in government agencies, to really learn how to partner with the community, really get out there and say, we can help you. And they have services. We're trying to bring it out so that our clients, our families can get those exact same services to make no excuses of why they cannot be a part of their children's life. There should be no reason. And we're making sure that we have those services. And we help advocate. We understand those policies and procedures within each of those organizations. That's our main role, is to help educate you through what we learn through their own policies and procedures.
And also, Father Matters, we are partners. We're on committees with the Arizona Fatherhood Network.
Yes.
You want to touch on that a little bit?
Yes, the Arizona Fatherhood Network is a subcommittee under the Child Support. And so we just sit down and talk about what fathers are going through, help create different things that will educate the community and just make a better way for fathers and families.
You know, so that's what I love about Father Matters. We're not just creating programs because someone say there's a need and there's a feeling, or we're not doing it to try to be the biggest agency. We are doing it when our customers are coming in and those needs are affecting their life.
Yes. Yeah, we couldn't do child support without the court aspect of it. It was just impossible.
Right. And we can't do the jobbing without the parenting side.
Yes.
We can't do the parenting side without the access side, because we plug in access and now marketplace enrollment. All that plays a role.
Yes, it does, because the well-being of the person is so important. When they come so defeated, you really want to help uplift them. And, you know, their main goal may be custody. Right now, they might need to work on health, and they don't have any health insurance. So starting at those small steps will
help
them.
Basic steps, too.
Basic steps.
Tell them all the ways they can contact Father Matters, Jessica.
Reach us at thefathermatters.org. They can call us at 602-774-3298, or they can email us at info@fathermatters.org.
And like us on Facebook.
Oh, please do.
And if you would like to make a donation to Father Matters, go to the website, because all of our services are free. Jessica, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.